Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Rising seas driven by climate change will put $4 billion worth of homes in the state at risk of chronic coastal flooding in the next 30 years. Nationwide, the figure is $120 billion worth of homes. This new report from the Union of Concerned Scientists finds the flooding will cause a drop in property values and therefore declining property tax bases for these coastal cities and towns. Joining us this morning to discuss the research is Rachel Cletus. She's a Cambridge-based economist who is the policy director in the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. She co-authored the report. Rachel, good morning, and thanks for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell me, why did the Union of Concerned Scientists decide to look at the risk to property values and taxes as a result of flooding from climate change?
Well, we know that sea levels are rising and they're putting our coasts at risk. And what our study shows is that these risks are near-term risks because well before places go underwater, they're going to start seeing frequent high tide flooding that's exacerbated by sea level rise. And it's going to put a lot of property on our coast at risk. And that's what our study today shows, that over the coast of the lower 48 states in the United States, 2.5 million homes totaling $1 trillion worth are at risk by the end of the century.
For chronic flooding?
For chronic flooding, exactly.
Explain, if you would, what chronic flooding is. What's the definition in this case?
So accelerating sea level rise is making higher tides even higher. And that means well before places go underwater, they're starting to experience frequent high tide flooding. This is disruptive to people's daily lives, to economies. And in the case of our research, what we're showing is it's putting a lot of coastal property at risk.
And as I understand it, the report finds that some of these properties could actually flood as much as 26 times per year. That's like every other week.
Exactly. Our threshold for chronic inundation that we use in our research is a pretty conservative threshold. It's 26 times per year or more that a house would face this type of high tide flooding. That's once every other week on average, and that's truly disruptive to people's daily lives and the value of their homes. And this risk is coming in the relatively near term, so well within the lifetime of a mortgage issued today, well within 30 years, we're starting to see this as a real and significant threat to property along the U.S. coastline.
Let's zero in on Massachusetts, if we might, for a moment. According to the findings, looking out to the year 2045, the city of Revere faces the greatest threats in terms of the total number of homes that will experience chronic flooding. Tell us about what you're projecting for the city in terms of property risk.
We find that by 2045, over 1,000 homes in Revere could face this type of chronic inundation. And that's a market value of $375 million at risk from chronic inundation in Revere. And that's about nearly 10% of their property tax base. So it's not just about individual homes, but also the impact on the wider community as its tax base starts to erode as homes lose value.
And Revere is not alone among other Massachusetts coastal communities with the highest number of homes at risk.
Yes, what's very striking along the Massachusetts coast is this is not just about high-value properties. We found a lot of working-class suburbs, ordinary folks in places like Revere, Marshfield, Quincy, Hull, Salisbury, see 600 or more homes at risk by 2045 from chronic inundation. In fact, 60% or more of the homes at risk that we found in these working-class suburbs like Revere, Saugus, and Winthrop are actually valued below the state median. So these are really working-class people's homes, a lot of their assets tied up in the value of these homes. So it could have a devastating impact if their homes start to lose value.
So what do you think coastal property owners, municipalities, and the state take from this report?
The most important thing is for people, for local communities, for elected officials to be aware of these risks so that they can start taking the measures they need to take to help protect homes, help safeguard these financial assets that are so core to people's financial well-being.
Rachel Cletus, economist with the Union of Concerned Scientists, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.